I know ads are a bit annoying, but they're the only way I can make sure all content on this site stays free to everyone. If you want to chip in and remove these adverts, visit patreon.com/girlonthenet and support me there at any level.
This is Dick Appointments, Shoegaze Dude Part 1, written by Charlotte Bays, read by Cheryl Blue. Note that this story contains some consensual choking and consensual rough sex. Have you ever been really, really fucked? Like the type of fucking you see in films or porn where you are just left a shell of the person you once were and you can't move or speak? You've had the world's best orgasms and the earth has been shattered? That was my holy grail, which I obtained last week. I was fed a massive lie growing up. The now debunked myth that men think about sex every 7 seconds was hammered into my head with an anvil. I grew up in the Section 28 era in multiple Church of England schools. Not only did that mean I wasn't taught that it was more than okay to finger fannies, but there was a general archaic tone to the entire thing. Teachers and education videos were really driving home that men were coming for you, and they only had one thing on their brain. Every 7 seconds, they were thinking about fucking you. American Pie came out when I was 13 years old, and by then I had already had very clumsy, painful, unfulfilling, penetrative sex. But I didn't hate it. Every part of pop culture during this pre- and slightly post-millennium era propelled this myth. Men were so desperate to stick their dick in something, they would literally fuck an apple pie. And this was music to my ears, because I too was thinking about fucking. And I think it was more than every 7 seconds. I would stick anything and everything inside my fanny. Mascara tubes, ends of hairbrushes, my fingers until my vagina got so dry I had to stop and put balled up wet tissue in between my labia. You see, I was creating my own little American Pie fantasy and pushing my own boundaries, but because the narrative was so focused on receiving dick, there was never any mention of my clit. I was totally unaware of its existence, and so were all the adolescent boys I would fuck around with. Once I discovered my clit, and not long after sex toys, I trained myself to squirt. I loved sex and every part of it. I wanted to be fucked all day, every day. My first experienced boyfriend lived up to this for a while. We had vanilla sex and it was okay. He was great at making me come, but he still didn't have quite the sexual appetite I had. I would end up pestering him to fuck me, which is really unsexy. I knew that wasn't right because men thought about sex every 7 seconds. My next serious boyfriend fucked me so well the first time, I realised that the previous one had just been very bad at fucking. I remember so clearly because despite us both having had multiple partners by 18, I had to text my best friend Maxine to tell her sex can actually be really good. But again, he had very little sex drive, and after the first 6 months, I found myself having to ask and then be turned down for sex. I tried to spice things up with different sex toys, clit pumps, anal beads, which he loved, but the thrill of something new only lasted so long. After 6 years of this unfulfilling, dry sex life, I started talking to the guy who was to become my ex-husband. The opportunity to have wild, kinky sex with someone new hadn't even seemed like a possibility before, and I was only 22 years old, for fuck's sake. I grabbed it with two hands. When I met my ex-husband, I was able to explore every avenue of kink I had always fantasized about. The sex was mind-blowing, but even then, after a while, even before the problems that started to make him my ex-husband, everyday sex diminished to once a week, to me using my go-to move to initiate, stroking his abdominal dip, to being swiped away. I was always the initiator in every relationship, a sex pest to the bitter end of the relationship. I would find any excuse, make up sex, wake him up with a blowjob, try threesomes, play out their extreme fantasies, anything to have the chance of some sex. Was my sex drive higher than average, or were men just not as interested in sex as we were taught? Shoegaze dude is a kind of rarity. I downloaded Tinder as a joke. I fully believe that Tinder is now the plenty of fish of the 2020s, full of Facebook huns and meatheads, plus very lonely old dudes with an ex-wife and what he reckons to be a flashy motor who specifies that he wants a woman without visible tattoos or dog face filters, despite the fact that no one has used one in 4 years. Shoegaze dude sent me a really flattering message and super liked me. When a good-looking guy super likes me, and I like them in terms of, oh, you aren't fucking disgusting and make my vagina shrivel up back, like them, it is such an ego boost. In fact, there isn't an instance of this where I haven't fucked the super liker. I am the super liker fucker. But in this instance, because it was on Tinder, I legit forgot it happened. He is older and classically handsome. You just know he loves Sonic Youth, but hangs out in the pub that everyone knows as the goth pub, where everyone knows everyone and are still wearing their new rocks and Bloodstock festival bands. But he looks slick. He sends me another message a week later telling me that no hard feelings if I'm not interested, but I should check out this horror film on Netflix because from one horror film fanatic to another, it is too good to pass up. Ego fully massaged again, I reply telling him about my relationship with Tinder, then we bond over more horror films. The chat is quick and funny and easy. He isn't pushy or rude, which sometimes can translate into cringy, but it never tips the balance. I have to disclose my long list of illnesses, which I usually do before leaning right into sex chat. This is a good way to weed out anyone who doesn't want to fuck a chronically ill and tired, constantly in pain, extreme masochist. I know. He tells me that this absolutely does not put him off. If you are into kink, then you know what comes next is a trade-off of hard limits, likes and dislikes, which can be quite clinical, but with Shoegaze Dude, it was organic and fun. I wasn't even put off by the fact that he was a switch, which, in the past, I've found difficult when it comes to teasing out someone's dominant side. Date locked down for the weekend in initial chat. Perfect. Or it was until I had such a bad fibromyalgia flare-up, I had to cancel Shoegaze Dude and another guy. It is always such a cop-out and an obvious mug-off, but I couldn't get out of bed, let alone entertain two men over the course of 4 days. Both are truly understanding, and Shoegaze Dude is more so in particular. So much so, the night before I asked him if he wanted to come over on the understanding that I wouldn't be able to do much and that I would literally be in bed the entire time. I mean, it's hardly an awful situation for two people who are primed to fuck each other, but I don't think people always know that that also entails grabbing me some water and answering the door to the Uber Eats guy for breakfast, lunch and dinner. I wasn't too sure what to expect, other than maybe a reserved person who I would at least have a laugh with and watch some cool horror films with. He arrived with two coffees, and we lay on my bed without any awkwardness, drinking and chatting about where we grew up, the mad view from the weird Airbnb I was staying in, my best friend's sober party I had used the last of my energy on to go to just an hour beforehand. He called me dude, which I thought was really cute and funny. I couldn't convey how this clearly very kind and funny guy was going to turn on the domination. He pulled me over onto his chest so he could cuddle me, and then, I can honestly tell you, I am unsure how this happened. I was naked. I have no recollection of being undressed at all. For the first time in what felt like forever, the Shoegaze Dude initiated sex with me. He pinned me down by my throat and stared into my eyes and spread my legs really far open wide and with absolute ease found my G-spot. I never come from this, but I was just paralysed, frozen on the spot, other than me pressing myself into his hand, fucking him back. He made me come over and over, from my clit to my G-spot. Even when I tried to push his hands away, he kept on going. He then made me suck his dick, but not in the normal I am going to make you gag and choke on it way, just in my own way, so I could show off my skills and talents to make him actually moan. He praised me, then flipped me over on my stomach and started fucking me, and it is not good. I am fucking heartbroken. How can someone be this good at everything else, but the sex isn't good? After a minute of really bad silent fucking, I tell him that it flat out isn't working this way for me. Well, that's disappointing, he says. It sounds so sad. So I pretty much shout, no, it's okay, let's try it this way. And he puts me over his shoulders and I scream. I honestly scream. It feels so good. So good. So, never let anyone tell you communication isn't the key. It is so good, in fact, that he finishes really quickly. As a submissive, when someone finishes quickly, it's actually the best compliment. I have done my fucking job and I have done it well. I am ready to just vape and chill out, but shoegaze dude turns me on my side and starts finger fucking me again, just teasing me around my holes, playing with my G-spot, then sliding his fingers back out and teasing around my hole where he has just fucked me silly. And he doesn't stop. All thoughts leave my head and I am just this curled up ball of spaced out on the edge of orgasm. When I think he's going to stop, he doesn't. I can't really make any sounds and I think I am actually dribbling at this point. After what seems like forever, he rolls me over on my back and starts fucking me back again. I am so limp and wet. All I am is this vessel for fucking, moaning and taking it. This is going to sound like bullshit, but I pass out. Only for a few seconds, enough to scare shoegaze dude out, but not enough for us not to finish. I actually swooned like a dickhead. A shell of the person I once was, unable to move or speak. Holy grail achieved. We eat Nando's in bed, watch some horror films and fuck again and again and again. In the morning, he plays with me and fucks me again before going out to get me a Starbucks. I don't have to initiate any of it. It just is. We are seeing each other again this week, and I can't wait to not be the horniest person in the room for a change. If you enjoyed this, check out more of Charlotte Baze's work at dickappointment.substack.com, find more of me at cherylsworld.com, and head to girlonthenet.com/audioporn for more hot stories read aloud.